Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 504, Power Rangers, Dino Thunder, episode 8, Golden Boy.
It aired February 27th, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Paul Grinda.
The old Hoagie's back.
Hoagie's back. I'm looking at the dates right now, and it looks like since like March started, actually probably since February, it looks like they stopped doing... they only did 2 weeks the first time. I guess it was only
the premiere.
Yeah, it's been once a week since then. I did not realize that until just now.
So they just have 1 day a week.
Yeah.
With usually a half hour slot, but one time in a 1 hour slot.
Yeah, for like the special premiere. I thought it was like it was two every week, and then I looked and I was like, is the honeymoon over? What's going on? But it looks like it's just, no, it's always been that way. They only plan to do it that way the one time. Anyway, if you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Dino Thunder is pretty good. I am enjoying it a lot, despite the times when I yell at it for being stupid, because, look, we still know what Power Rangers is about,
Yeah, it's going to be stupid, it's just going to happen.
Without any further ado, I guess we're just going to go watch Golden Boy?
Golden Boy.
Might as well go watch Golden Boy.
I think we should watch Golden Boy.
All right.
Dino Thunder, power up!
And we're back, and we just watched Golden Boy. And Josh, speaking of Golden Boy,
yeah,
guess what I did while we were recording, or not recording, while I was watching the episode.
I hope you were watching Power Rangers. I hope is what you did. I hope you watched Golden Boy.
I did watch Golden Boy. Yes, I did another thing that maybe is tangentially related to the color gold, but not a necessarily good thing to do.
Did you win a trophy?
No.
Of any kind, including but not limited to wrestling championship belts or actual trophies.
No, no accolades from this. It was more of a mistake than anything.
They have trophies for that, too. You can get a trophy for anything. It's like a birthday cake. You don't need a reason.
That's true. You can just buy one and say, give it to me. And they'll be like, yeah, sure. I just make trophies for a living. I don't care about you, right? No, I drink a lot of eggnog. And in the process, I have turned my stomach into a time bomb. I think I'll be fine, but just in case there is a weird part where things don't quite match up, because I went up to Target, and I got that good eggnog, and I drank it this morning like an idiot. I have no excuses. I just decided to have some, and then I was like, wait a minute. Bad call. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed. I say this every day. You feel like you think I would remember. I think we're up through Lightspeed on there.
We are.
So you can go listen to all of those. There's also the classic, not the classic, the archive RSS feed, which is the first 10 seasons of our show. Well, I guess, yeah, 10 seasons of our show, technically. We do this seasons. We have a seasonal award show, so I think that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go listen to those there. They're not labeled, but they are in order, so you're smart. You can figure it out. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Candy Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Stitcher. Google Podcasts is, I guess, what it's called now. Google Play is dead and gone and buried. And bugs are feasting on its ass. From what I hear, I don't know.
Who knows?
No one knows.
No one uses it, I'm sure. I think it's fake.
I mean, Benny said that he does use it, and that it did split into two, like a Google Play and a Google Podcast, and like neither worked right. And so they're still doing their thing, I guess, over there. Google, huge company, no idea how to make a podcast service. Anyway, you can leave us a rating review any of those places. I don't have a joke one today. I just haven't thought of it. I'm all full up of eggnog. We're on podnog.com. It tastes great, but makes your belly feel weird. Right.
Each episode has the brown note hidden in there.
Just somewhere in there. Oops. Sorry. We're also on, no, I don't have to do anything else. We're also on Patreon. That's the last thing. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. And we would really appreciate it. Speaking of people we appreciate, Josh, we got some patrons.
All right.
So we, I think I figured out that it was November 16th when we read the list of 160 patrons. So I'm pretty sure these are new people since then. If not, congrats on your second. Thank you. First up is from Sandrino S.
Thank you, Sandrino.
And Matthew P.
Thank you, Matthew.
Digi Darkness is a new patron.
Thank you, Digi.
So is Goji.
Thanks, Goji.
I think it's pronounced G-O-J-I. I think that's Goji.
I think that's a Goji.
Jordan S. is a new patron.
Thank you, Jordan.
And I believe that is everybody. Also, Anne up their pledge. And Anne, you don't need to do that. Thank you very much. That was very nice of you.
Yeah, we really, really appreciate that. Anytime that number ticks up for any reason, it's very much appreciated.
It is very nice.
Helps out a lot over here, more than I think a lot of people know.
For sure. It is literally half of my income. This is what I make from this show. We also got some, do we have any new reviews, Josh, before we do emails?
We do not.
Okay.
And I'm sick of it. So
I guess y'all love detention.
Yeah, y'all are still in detention, and as part of detention, I'm gonna read you two reviews from the classic feed that were posted at various points this year, one in April and one in August. And what I want you guys to do is write these on the blackboard 100 times each.
Yep, you gotta.
Or go to the regular feed and leave us a rating and review. It's that simple.
It's super easy. I guess you just love detention so much, missing all your sports and activities. All
right. Here we go. The first one from iTunes user, or I guess Apple Podcast user. I don't know how any of this works anymore.
I don't know.
CM Strike. It was posted April 9th. And it says, Jake and Josh are the best. And it's, of course, 5 stars because it's your boys.
Heck yeah.
So unless you only like Pokemon and not Power Rangers, you give us 5 stars.
We don't need to get into that one. That one is hilarious and wild that someone would do that. I don't think we need to, like, dunk on them any more than we already have it privately, so.
Going through these episodes and listening to them along with watching the show has been such a fun experience. Jake and Josh have enhanced my appreciation for Power Rangers and made me love it even more than I did when I was 3 years old. The show has become a constant in my life, and while I can't wait to catch all the way up and be current, I love not having to wait for a new episode to come out. Can't give a higher recommendation.
Thank you very much.
We got one more here. It's pretty short and sweet. It is by iTunes user I Play a Monk. It was posted on August 6th. It is also the last person to post one on the regular feed.
Okay. Those people might still be in Moon Jail then, I guess. Who knows how time works?
I don't know. But it's titled Morphin-tastic Show.
Okay.
And it says, two dumb babies talking about a dumb baby show, and I love every second of it. So there you go.
Boom. That's it. That's the show.
I am the oldest baby. And yep. I dare anyone to challenge me for the throne.
Hey, y'all watched the Boss Baby 2 trailer?
I don't know if I watched the trailer. I've seen that the trailer exists, but I don't know that I watched it yet.
Are you trying to go in blind? You want to be unspoiled by...
A little bit. Okay. I did see that it has grown-up Boss Baby in it.
It does. Boss Baby is Uncle now.
Because Boss Baby... Is he the uncle or is he the daddy?
He's the uncle. The brother is the dad. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And the brother looks definitely just like a taller version of the kid from the first movie. And then the Boss Baby is just like this big...
It's like a wide...
Joe from Family Guy looking guy.
Yeah. I won't say anything about it if you're trying to be unspoiled, but I think it is going in a radical new direction that I did not expect them to do for movie 2. And since I have not seen the first one, I can't tell if it is like too stupid or not. But who knows?
Well, the first one is pretty stupid. So maybe it's pretty radical, and it's hard to tell how much of the first one is real or not,
and how much of it is baby ideas,
how much of it is like a Rugrats, and how much of it is real life. It's hard to tell. And there's a scene in the movie that if you think about it for more than like 2 minutes, the whole it's just like you pull that thread until the sweater's gone.
I will also say that I know they replaced Tobey Maguire as older brother. With Sonic the Hedgehog's cop friend, whose name I cannot remember. James Marsden?
Is that right? It sounds right.
I think that's it. They replaced Spider-Man 1 with Cyclops. So, you know, I guess if you're really in it for the Tobey Maguire content, this one's not going to be for you.
Well, he's going to be busy in the new Spider-Man 3, I saw, if that's true.
Well, a lot of people are going to be busy in that one trying to get their stuff in, brother. Seems like that one's going to be chock-a-block full of folks. A lot of nondescript white guys coming back to be in that movie. So,
and Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst, who I love with my whole heart, and I'm excited about it. And Alfred Molina, so that should be pretty fun. But anyway, it seems like they're like, hey, Spider-Verse was good. Why don't we rip off a movie that we didn't make? That we still half own the rights to, kind of, in a way. It's weird. Anyway, we got a couple emails. Some of these are long, so I'm just going to, like, read parts because, like, we got a show to do, y'all. We got to get going. So, first up, from Malik. Hi, Jake and Josh. My name is Malik, age 19, and after learning about your podcast from Super Sentai Bros, I decided to give it a shot. After downloading episodes to my phone and listening to them, by the time you read this, I'll have made it to InSpace. Although I'm using your archive site, so I'm not too sure what site to go to for new episodes of your show. I first watched Power Rangers when I was 4, living in New York. SPD's theme song always got me jazzed, and Jungle Fury was kick butt. I dropped off until Dino Steel would be a dope season, by the way. So would Ninja Charge. Dino Charge and Ninja Steel, and then started watching MMPR on Netflix. Then got into Super Sentai, and it became legally available in the States. Thanks, Shout Factory. And the rest is history. That's awesome. Let's see. I think there was a little bit more at the end. Oh, this is all just talking about what we would do with what they would, if Hasbro does do an animated, like what we think they would do, which we have talked about.
Yeah.
By now. So, thank you, Malik. Anyways, have a more phenomenal autumn. We are into winter now, so I'm reading this late.
I don't think it's winter yet. It's close.
It's not till the 22nd. You're right. We got about a week. So. I'm on time then. I'll probably catch up with the podcast eventually, hear you guys reading this on the show someday. Anyway, have a more phenomenal autumn. I may the power protect you always. Dope. Well, thank you very much, Malik. Yeah, I'm excited to see SPD because I know very little about it. So, and I hear the theme song is good now. So that's pretty cool. I've decided I don't like the Dino Thunder theme song, actually. I think today I decided I don't like it. The rhyme scheme takes too long to get back to the rhyme. Like it sets up a rhyme and then it goes away from it and then it comes back to it. By the time it comes back to it, I feel like most people have forgotten how the rhyme started, and I don't like that. So I think I'm coming down on the side of not one of my faves for theme
it's
songs.
A hot take. You're alienating the fan base.
I know. It's
I still like it. I like it a lot. I think it's very catchy, and I like the melody and the tune of it.
Well, we're just different, that's all. This is from Lucas. Hey guys, been a while. So I'm almost caught up with the show. Due to a change in my living situation, my internet is crap, so I had to buy the DVDs of Wild Forest and On. Woof, woof.
Seems like a running theme. When we change location and get bad internet.
And just get worse internet. We're getting fiber soon, and I can't wait. Allegedly it's soon. I've heard December, I've heard early next year. I want it 3 weeks ago, if that's at all possible.
Oh, if you can, if I get an extension,
yeah, I'll run a line.
Can we just run it down?
Yeah, we can split the bill. It's fine. That would be. Can you imagine someone actually did that? That'd be bananas. The line loss on that would be probably worse than the internet you just have now. I just finished Wild Force, and while waiting for the Ninja and Dino DVDs to be delivered, I went ahead of the show a little and watched SPD. I should be caught up at most by halfway through Dino. I'm so excited for you to watch SPD. It's my favorite season. It's Lightspeed mixed with Time Force. No spoilers, but I know you guys will be making a lot of Star Fox jokes, and Jake will have a new wife, maybe two. Well, we'll see.
Oh, it's that one. Okay.
Yeah. By the end of the first episode, they also stole some of Jake's ideas from past episodes, and I cannot wait to hear for your input. That's going to be very fun to see if I remember what my past ideas were, because as we've talked about a lot recently, I don't have a memory anymore. It is just gone.
Well, you hit 30, and that's, you know.
And
it's the first thing to go.
I guess. We got a couple more, but I'm just going to do one more. This one's from Dawood. According to the Doug Sloan, is what Dawood wrote, he was planning to bring Cat back for Legacy of Power. She would show up as Tommy's wife, She'd have had Haley's role in the episode and then have to leave due to her own Ranger business, and then handing that over to Haley. Doug Sloan said that she had to decline the role, but Sutherland said she thinks the studio changed their minds and she definitely would have come back. And they were planning to do a Turbo or Zio reunion on Dino Thunder at some point, too. Pretty sure the reunion didn't work out because of the cost of bringing a bunch of pre-Disney actors to New Zealand. That makes sense. Now that they are over there, anyone who lives in America, it is prohibitively expensive to just fly you 16 hours away.
I did hear about the cat thing from Latasha pretty recently.
Yeah.
The other day, I think. But she said it was because they didn't go through with it because they didn't want to fork over the money to fly her out there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which kind of sucks because they did fly Tommy out there.
Yeah, and I hear from what I've heard is like there's a lot of times where he's not in the episodes because of that. Like he's like he flew back to LA and they filmed like 5 episodes without him. So he's just like not around, I think. I really wish they would have got Kat back to talk about it. Again, no one has said to me that in the Ninja Steel episode where Kat and Tommy are both in the episode that they say, "Hello, my wife or husband, we are married." Like no one has confirmed that. Someone said that, like their kid is there, but he's like 10 and it could be from anybody. It's like it's Tommy's kid.
Right.
I don't know if it's confirmed to also be Kat's or not. So
well, look, when Tommy went to college, they went their separate ways because, you know, you never know. And he met Haley.
Yeah.
They formed a thing, a business partnership, I guess, because I don't get any kind of chemistry between them, really.
No. I mean, it's also, after this episode, Tommy and Mercer are 100% exes. Like, for sure, extremely, they have a entangled romantic history that one of them doesn't want to talk about at all, it doesn't seem like.
This makes Joel the only straight Ranger on the list.
Straight Ranger. Congratulations, Joel, I guess. All right. Do you want to talk about it? You want to jump in? Talk about this episode?
Yeah, I do. Because I feel like I am validated in what I said last time.
Okay.
About Trent's position, where he maybe should have been instead of where he ended up being.
Okay. All right. Well, we start off with the Power Rangers, not Kira, Ethan, and Connor. The Power Rangers morphed, running up to like a pier, and they see the city on the other side of like a lake or a river, and there's a big dice sea anemone mucking stuff up, and they're like, "We gotta stop before it destroys the city." So they call their Zords. This is the first time I noticed that when they jump at their Zords, they meld into the Zord forehead, which is weird to me.
Wasn't there another one that went like into the chest?
I might have been Wild Force did that, or it might have been Ninja Storm too. I don't actually remember. Hey, they're giant metal things. They could have a door or a hatch, right?
I really liked in Mighty Morphin when they would land on the head and just fall inside.
Yeah, or like they like Jason would land on the head and he'd be like, "All right, got to go in," and he would turn around and then like drop down a little bit, and then it would cut to him inside, and we figured out like he knows where the door is.
There's a hatch, yeah,
because it's his car, you know. But no, they melt into the forehead, which makes me think the physics of the Zords is all weird now. You know,
it's magic,
but they're also organic dinosaurs and robots.
But they live inside of a Brachiosaurus now, so who knows?
Who knows? We were not meant to ask these questions. So Dyson Enemy.
This massive, like, city block-sized Brachiosaurus.
It's huge.
That has these 3 Zords living in it. And I feel like there's a lot of free real estate inside there.
We know there's at least the Pachycosaurus sitting in a little toy box up on top. Who knows what else is in there? So Dyson Enemy has a power. So I would love to watch the Sentai episode of this and find out what the Dice Monster's power is, because they are not interested in it, because they kill it within the first couple minutes. And you know when Power Rangers start morphed and immediately do a Zord fight, that like it's going to be a weird episode,
yeah,
right? Because like you're doing it all backwards at that point. But they get like sent to the Arctic, like the Dyson Enemy has this like portal, swirly portal thing that like can teleport you and sends them to the Arctic, where they're very cold because they're not well insulated dinosaurs.
Right, they're in the Megazord and they're like, "Man, so turn the heat on."
Yeah, and it's like, hey, what kind of vents you got in there that like it gets that cold or that quickly? Also, I think it would be really funny if it, when it got cold, they did shut down because they are lizards.
Right. It just laid down and went nap.
They just took a nap. So they do like a spin that like spits all the cold off of them. And then they do a terrorang and it hits the dice monster. And that sends them back to the city, to Reefside. And then they do, like, a Tricera punch, which is just a regular punch with their Triceratops hand. I don't know if it needed a name, but Ethan doesn't have anything, I guess, to call in the Zords,
I guess,
so.
Only because that arm can switch out, so they need to clarify which one they're using.
Yeah, so they hit it, and then they do, like, a fireball attack from the chest, and this is, like, the thing where I think maybe this monster sucks, and that we didn't need to see a whole episode about it. Because he teleports away. They call the dino spin drill thing. I forget what it's called. The drill arm. They call it the dice monster teleports away. And then teleports back in immediately so it can get hit with the drill arm.
I think this is exactly what they did to Demagnetron. Right? Like he went in the ground.
Yeah. Stabbed him in the ground with the tail.
Yeah, and he popped out and they just went boom, whack-a-mole.
Yeah. Right, but like why would you teleport away?
I think
and
what
then
happened
right back to the same spot the same second.
Is the Rangers just had like a sick read
maybe.
And then he teleported back out and they were like, gotcha.
Got him.
Boom.
And so he's dead. So we cut from there to Elsa and Zeltrax and Luke pointed out on Twitter that the drug we're thinking of is Veltrax, which is a herpes medication.
We were close.
So we were pretty close. Same general application area, I guess. So Elsa and Zeltrax are talking about how they've disappointed Mezogog, and Elsa's like, do you want to go tell him or should I? And he's like, no, neither of us should. Because like last time he was like, I will be murdered.
Right.
So I don't want to do that. And then he says, Zeltrax says something about how, like, he programmed into the Geno Randomizer, like, a power upgrade for himself, which I don't see how that...
Is that what... Okay. I got really mixed up here.
Also, he's a robot, so, like...
He's a robot, man. And also, Elsa is, like, really chewing on the scenery.
Oh, she's going hard, yeah.
I don't know if she was this bad before, but it's pretty bad this time. And it keeps cutting, like... back and forth to having one in frame, so I don't know if they're actually filming like a dialogue or if they're like, these are all of Elsa's lines and this is all Zeltrax's lines, because it seems like she's feeding off of him in a weird way.
So usually when they do scenes like that, they'll shoot it all from one side first, but like someone will be there to read the lines of the other person, so you like know what you're going
reacting to.
Or they're like, they'll both be there just doing their lines twice when they shoot both sides. But yeah, they do cut a lot. But he's like, yeah, so I programmed, he says, also says like, I'm a robot, so I'm better, so I programmed a DNA thing that's gonna make me better. I'm like, robots shouldn't have that. Like,
for some reason I thought he was like, I'm gonna make a robot out of my DNA.
I don't know.
Or a monster. That's what I mean, that's probably, that doesn't seem like that is what happens, because then he gets into the thing.
He goes into it and he comes out and he's like, aha. And she's like, how do you feel? And he's like, the same. And then a little gold boy comes out like, what's up, dad? I'm your new son.
It's me, your cool son.
My name's Golden Rodney. We don't learn his name until like 15 minutes into this 20-minute episode. His name is Goldenrod. So I called him Zell 2 or Goldie the whole time, but I like Golden Rodney. So that's what I'm going to call him. So we come from there to cyberspace, where Trent is doing a lot of work. He's running around getting smoothies and coffees and apple juices and sodas and stuff. Ethan is also there. He's like, hey, man, are we going to have time to work on our government project? And he's like, no, it just got slammed all of a sudden. And he's like, yeah, okay, I get it. And I was like, okay, Ethan, being a little chiller. And then, like, that will go away in a second. But, like...
it's there for now.
Trying to rehab this image where they're accidentally writing a too accurate nerd from the last couple episodes where he's just, like, a jerk that I don't like.
Yeah. And then we get Cassidy just, like, waiter.
Snapping. Garçon. I love Devin in this, too, because Devin's like, they don't like it when you snap.
I don't know what the I hope we get some story for these two. I hope we know why they hang out, because it feels like Devin should have better friends than Cassidy.
I think so as well, because like obviously he like the stereotype he is like a stoner, but it's for a Disney Channel show, so they can't say that, right?
So he's just like a goofball.
So he's just like a goober, yeah.
But he's also like just a nice dude, and Cassidy's like a jerk.
He's just like a good dude. Well, I know that like he works with her for the school paper. Like he's like the camera guy to her reporter.
Right.
That makes sense as to why they hang out. But like outside of that, I feel like unless he's like, she's mean, but I know she means well, so I'm just gonna try to like get the good out of her, you know? Like I'm gonna try to like bring that out. But he's like, they don't like it when you snap. My brother's a waiter. She's like, save it for your memoir. Like, I don't care. My decaf latte is over there and it's just losing foam by the second, and I hate that. And so he brings it over. And then Devin's like, hey, I don't want to be this guy trying, but I did also order a smoothie. He's like, oh, I forgot, Devin. Devin's like, yeah, don't worry about it. And I'm like, Devin, I love you.
I'm glad Devin showed up.
Right.
Because before he was nothing.
He was just like behind Cassidy. He was like her friend who dropped a camera sometimes. But then like Cassidy goes to like hit a button on her computer and it just screams at her in her own voice, I think.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what was happening. I mean, I know that Ethan is like beaming a scream onto the thing. He got her.
Yeah.
But like, is she, because she's just like trying to type out a story or something.
Well, she's also talking about her government report. They have like a government class, which is a weird thing to call a class. Did you ever have a class called like government?
No, that would be social studies. That would be part of social studies.
I remember I had a class.
Or civics. I had a civics class that was like government stuff.
I didn't have a civics. I had a class, I think I was a freshman, that was a social studies class, but it was called like government something, like American government or something like that. I don't remember. It was 100 years ago, I think. So, but like, it's just like government class. And like, that's weird, but okay. But she also was talking about it. But yeah, every time she goes to hit a button, it just screams at her. And then Ethan's over there hitting the scream button on his Yakback app that he put onto her computer. And Haley comes up like, Ethan, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. She's like, okay, then stop it. He's like, okay. And then he makes it scream again.
And he does it again. So this was what, 2004, 2005?
2004.
2004. This is like peak screamer video time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the internet. Where you couldn't watch a video on the internet with the volume up. Any video randomly just turned into like a spooky face that yells really loud.
There was also a lot of like flash games that were like a maze. So you got to be... You got to concentrate, right? Because you can't touch the walls. And so, like, you got to, and once you get to a certain point, it would scream. Those are mean. And I hate them.
that's the dark age of the internet.
Yeah. So then Anton Mercer comes in to give Trent a ride home. And Trent's like, I can't leave right now. It's super busy. I don't want to just like abandon Haley.
What is Haley doing? She's not helping
nothing.
Trent.
She was doing nothing. I'm assuming she was doing something. We just weren't focused on her because we were supposed to see how busy it was for Trent. I'm assuming she's just as busy, right? Like,
I guess, but she had time to just go stare down Ethan until he stopped messing with Cassidy.
Yeah, I don't know. So he's like, I don't think you should be a waiter. You should be a manager. And he's like, I'm in high school. Like, I like my job. And I'm like, what's that like? I wonder what that would be like to have a job you enjoyed to have. And he's like, yeah, I just, like, I'm in high school. Like, this is what kids do in high school. He's like, this is not what I did in high school. And he's like, well, I don't know what you mean, Dad. So
what did, first of all, did Anton Mercer go to high school?
Oh, for sure. But he came from money. So, like,
yeah, so it was like a private like an investment, high school.
Yeah, right. He had, like, an investment portfolio when he was a teen. That he thought that was a job. And it's not. Clearly, he's about to get up to some stuff.
Yeah.
Because he gives this, like, crap-eating grin, and then he, like, walks away. And then we cut back over to Devin, who my autocorrect, I don't know what I did type, but it was like, I think you meant definitely. I'll just write that down. So, definitely made his own smoothie.
Definitely Devin.
I will watch that show. Yeah, he made his own smoothie, because he's like, yeah, you seem real busy, so I'm just making my own. And he takes the lid off and, like, drops, like, something in it.
Did he put something in it? Because I thought he just took the lid off.
He took the lid off and dropped like a pill in it or something.
Because I thought he took the lid off and turned it on. And then when he was asked why he took the lid off, he was like, I didn't think it would do that.
Why did you do it though? I thought it would be okay. Why? You didn't do it with the lid on.
So yeah, the blender,
it gets backfires
all over him. Yeah, and then that's it. It's really watery. He didn't put any ice cream or anything in it.
No, it's a wet smoothie. It's like just oat milk. Have you ever had oat milk?
No.
It tastes just like oatmeal, which is good if you like oatmeal. It looks like dishwater. It's gross. It tastes good though. I don't like it as much as I like Silk's soy milk though, so I'm probably switching back. Come back to Elsa and Zeltrax. They are talking to Golden Rodney, and he's like, Dad, what can I do? Put me in, Dad. And he's like, okay, go through this invisible portal. You're going to see Tommy Oliver, like Dr. Tommy Oliver. I need you to get him. He's like, you got it. I'll do that. So he jumps in. We cut back to cyberspace. Tommy and Trent are walking out, and he's like, thanks for giving me a ride, Dr. O. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Hey, real quick, I worked with your dad for a long time, and he never mentioned having a kid. And then Trent's like, that's because he didn't have one. Tommy's like, I'm not following. And he's like, well, my parents worked for him, and they died. They were on a dig site, and they died in a collapse. And so he adopted me. This is complicated.
It's a lot. And I don't know what the timeline is. I don't know how long Trent has been adopted.
He calls Anton Mercer dad, which seems to me to think that long enough that they have developed a very good relationship.
Yeah.
Because if it was like last year, that's like real quick, you know?
Yeah. But also Anton was missing, at least for Tommy, I guess. Maybe not for his regular life.
But you'd think Tommy would like have a Google alert, right? For if Anton Mercer was doing stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Golden Boy is going to run up behind them very fast.
They get in the car, and then Golden Boy starts chasing him. He's doing, like Dash from The Incredibles when he moves his arms really quick to tell you that he's running. He catches – Tommy's like, are you seeing this? And Trent's like, yeah, the golden robot running at us at 50 miles an hour? Yeah, I am seeing that. So Tommy stops, and he runs into his car.
This is where I start to feel a little justified, that they messed up the Trent and Tommy – Power Ranger order, because I feel like this plays better if Trent knows what's happening, because it seems like he does anyway, kind of.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like Trent should be the Ranger here and Tommy should still just be the mentor.
I definitely think that way. And especially because the way it's played is if Trent was just, he was the Black Ranger, but like on his own, like not necessarily part of Dino Thunder. So he didn't know that Tommy knew, you know, like he didn't know who the other Rangers were yet. I think that would have worked really well of him trying to like, no, I can help you, because like Tommy fights him and gets like thrown on the ground, and he's old now, so his back hurts when he does that. And so he like sits next to the car for a minute and Trent's like, I can help. So he like leaps over the car and like flips him over. And like also after he hits the Golden Rodney, he's like, Tommy's like, my insurance company is not going to believe that this is what happened to my car.
Because he just slams the brakes on and Golden Rod just slams into the back of it. It's very funny.
It is.
And then he like Frankenstein's back up.
Yeah, he does a full Undertaker, like from his shoes up, and he gets back up. He fights Tommy for a second, knocks Tommy down. Trent's like, I can help. So he jumps in. He gets his butt extremely whipped. The first thing he does is get F5'd.
Yeah. Like,
then he gets kicked in the leg so hard that he flips around twice and gets caught in like a chokehold. Like Trent is not doing well. But at some point, Tommy hit like a button on his communicator that I guess is just like a like an emergency, like, hey, I need help here button, because he doesn't have to say anything. He just like hits it and the Power Rangers show up on their cycles and they like shoot at him. Ethan or Connor runs by Tommy and they're like, you OK? He's like, yeah, I'm OK. They don't care about Trent. Kira sees Trent and she's like, Trent, are you OK? And he's like, how did you know my name? And she's like,
that's not going to come up again.
It will. It won't. Not this episode.
That's the only part that I think works for Trent not being a Ranger. That little scene is kind of fun, but I just feel like he should be the fourth member of the team here.
Yeah, Also, you know who else is not going to come up again, except for literally 1 second before they morph? Connor and Kira. They are barely in this episode. They are not morphed in this episode for a total of maybe 5 seconds.
Yeah, like at the end, I think.
Yeah, like towards the end, right before the fight. It's weird. I guess, like, because last episode, or not last episode, the episode before that, Ethan wasn't in it, the one Claire was on. Like, Ethan was not in the episode, like, at all. So maybe there's, like, a some sort of timeshare thing where sometimes I need to save some money by not paying the principal actors that should be getting paid anyway.
Yeah, you can have Ethan and Trent or Kira and Connor. I think that's a lopsided deal.
I think so.
I am starting to really come around on Trent. I think he's good in this episode.
Same.
But Ethan is just not doing it for me.
No, I'm just worried that, it, like, because last time I was like, I don't want to put old man not knowing how video game work against Ethan. But then also, like, he was a jerk to Connor when he was like, you don't know how to swim, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Especially after Connor has, like, actively gotten better, like, less of a jerk to his new friends. And Ethan's like, now I will be more of a jerk to you now that you are not a jerk to me. And I'm like, bad look, Ethan. Let's get rid of this character trait of yours. So they fight Golden Ronnie for like a second. Then Zeltrak shows up and is like, we're leaving. He's like, but I didn't get Dr. Oliver. He's like, I don't care. I'm your dad. You have to do what I say. And so they leave. And he's like in the Gina randomizer again. And Elsa and Zeltrak are talking. And Zeltrak's like, I'm going to make him stronger. And Elsa's like, that sounds like a bad plan. He's like, it's not. And she's like, okay. And then that's it.
She did say earlier, too, when he first pitched the plan to power up himself, she was like, either it's going to work and you're going to beat the Power Rangers, or it will kill you. Either way, it works out for me.
Yeah, win-win for me, yeah. So we cut back to Trent's house, and he comes in, and Mercer's like, you're late. He's like, yeah, Dr. Oliver gave me a ride. There was some car trouble. He does not mention the car trouble was a golden man hit them. They had to fight. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, hey, Dad, how come you and Tommy are exes and you don't want to talk about it? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it because we're exes. We have moved apart from each other. Like, it's this the subtlety, not the subtlety, what's the word I'm looking for? The subtext is basically text in what he says. And he's like, also, I bought cyberspace. And he's like, you can't just do that. And he's like, yeah, I bought the land. And if you own the land, you own what is there. And I'm like, that is not how that works. You're a landlord. What you will try to do at the end of this episode is literally not how anything works.
Right.
Outside of, you know, cartoons and shows for babies.
Yeah. And he's like, or Trent says, like, what's going to happen to Haley. And Anton is like, well, I'm going to fire her and you're going to be the boss now.
Yeah. Which
Trent is in high school.
He also is in high. He has to go to class. And he also mentions, like, so he's like, between my art and the part-time job. He's like, no, I don't give a shit about any of that stuff. And Trent's like, what about what I want? He's like, I also don't care about that.
Yeah, he's so, like, I did think about that, and I decided that what I want for you is better, is basically what he says.
And I decided that, shut the fuck up, Trent. We're doing what I want.
Trent should have been like, you're not my real dad.
Right.
And ran away to live with Tommy.
Go live with Tommy or Haley. Like go live with, yeah, Tommy or Haley, like you're Sean from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
You know? So he's like, yeah, I'm going to make you the boss. And he's like, no, don't want it. So we cut to cyberspace. Haley hands Tommy like a thing. And she's like, I can't believe it. He's like, what, junk mail? And she's like, I wish.
That's why when I get my 1500th Discover You've Been Pre-Approved thing, I can't believe it either.
And he's like, so she just explains like what's going to happen. He's going to kick me. He's going to fire me. He's going to change everything or whatever. And then Trent comes in and Ethan and me is like, oh, did you go cry to your dad to get him to buy the place? I was like, Ethan, the brakes. I pumped them one time, my man.
Like, just look at Trent for 1 second and
he
see
so
how
upset.
Yeah, how not happy about this he is.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I didn't want this. And Tommy's like, all right, it's okay. I know somebody down at City Hall so I can go see if we miss something. And Trent's like, I know my dad. He doesn't make mistakes. And Tommy's like, I really know your dad, and I know that he does make mistakes. That is a solid setup for a line. They leave. Trent's like, I'm going with you. He's like, all right, cool. So they leave. Cassidy and Devin hear this, and they're like, yeah, let's go there for our government project.
That sounds like a story.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know why this had to be a part of a project and couldn't have just been her being like, I'm going to chase this story. This seems juicy, you know? Yeah.
It is like a civil, like a local government thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I also think that Cassidy has like the easiest layup to becoming a Power Ranger, right? Like, she finds out they're Power Rangers and then they have a pink gem and now she can be a Power Ranger, right?
Yeah.
It would be so easy.
There's no footage. There's no footage for it, so.
There is, though. There is a pink ranger in Ava Ranger. She's like an unofficial, like she made her own costume. It looks really janky.
Oh, man.
I want it so bad.
That's got to come into play, right? Like, this has to be a thing that happens.
I hope to God and also Jesus and also Papa Walt that they did put her in the janky loose outfit. So they go. We cut to Tommy and Trent and Ethan. They meet with Councilwoman Sanchez. And before they can, like, talk about anything, Zeltrax and Golden Rodney attack. They get, like, split. Tommy's like, Trent, get Councilwoman to safety. He's like, okay. So they, like, get around a corner. This is when Cassidy and Devin show up. And they run out into the... There's an attack. She did run up to a monster a couple weeks ago. So, like,
try to interview it while it was fist fighting a Power Ranger. So,
like, I get her survival instincts are not great. They're not as good as her journalistic instincts, I guess.
It's like a baby in a trampoline park.
Right. Boy, you didn't go to the trampoline park with us either the times that we went. Kids love to want to die. They have no sense of spatial awareness re other people whose knees and elbows could destroy them. The amount of times I was just like bouncing from one to another to get to like off the trampolines to go to like one of like the things, and a kid rocketed past me and I had to like stop myself from just like dragon kneeing their entire body. It's wild. But Cassidy and Devin run out and they get blasted by Zeltrax and Golden Rodney. And they land in, like, the plants in the bushes. And then they just, like, get up and leave. Like, they're fine.
Yeah.
And I will remind you that Golden Rodney was just powered up.
He's stronger now. And he can't even take out two normal teens.
Or they have it in them already.
They're protected by the power.
They've got the dino DNA in them already. So they split up. Trent gets Councilwoman Sanchez to safety. And she's like, thank you. Is there anything I can ever do for you? And he's like, yeah, actually there is. And this is where I expected the scene to cut. And then off screen, he would explain. But then they sit down on a bench. And I go, are we going to see the whole thing again? And he goes, my dad's making a mistake. And then they cut. And I was like, oh, you got me on the okey-doke there. Okay. I thought I knew where this was going. And it wasn't. Ethan and Tommy fight Golden Rodney for like a second. He is stronger now, so they are doing worse. Then Connor and Kira show up, and Connor's like, heard you were fighting City Hall, and Kira's like, fighting in front of it, that is. And then they morph, and that's literally all we see of them unmorphed the whole episode.
Yeah. She's got her weird gym shirt on again.
Does she? I don't think it's that bad.
This one might be better. It definitely also has like a print on the front of it, which is weird for like a mesh jersey shirt.
Is there a print on the front of it, or is that just showing through the shirt she has on under it?
No, I think it's on the front of the yellow one. I don't know. It's a choice.
It is. I assume that she has, like, band practice, and he has soccer practice today, so they can't...
Right. Everyone's very busy. Some people have government class. Some people have extracurriculars.
You know, like...
They're just real teens with real schedules, and they also have to fight monsters.
I would like that. I like that is like something that they have like factored in, and I would hope I want it to come back more, but like not the same way it did with Wave Goodbye, like in a kind of like I'm so exhausted from studying all night that like I'm gonna be bad at power ranging today. What do we do about this? I would like to see that kind of explored. Anyway, so this is when Zeldrax finally calls him Goldenrod. We are 15 minutes into the episode. We have 4.5 minutes left, I think.
Like, this is Disney. They know how to tell a story. I've seen some movies.
Well, see, the thing is, they do, but they just hired all the Power Rangers writers from the last couple seasons, so, like...
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just, like... I don't know. I don't know why they can't say the name when the monster is created and why it takes a whole episode to get there.
You would think 8 episodes in, they would have realized, like, oh, hey, we're not saying the monsters. But then last episode, he's like, I'm the Magnetron, the second he popped out. And they were like, we did it once. Good enough. I don't know. So he jumps and then gets bigger. Like, he jumps up into big form.
Yeah, it's really neat. I guess yeah. This was the power-up that they gave him, was the
make
him killable button. That they put on him.
Right. They pre-hydrated him.
Yeah.
So he just gets bigger.
He was super hydrated.
He looks a lot like an Ultraman, too. I don't know
if
you
does. Yeah.
Picked up on that.
I did. He's the color scheme of Iron Man, but like opposite. Like, he's more gold than red. But
I think he looks awesome.
There. He does look very cool. I'm kind of upset that he's only a one-off.
Yeah, I thought he would be like a new general or something, but I don't know. I get, like, he's dead at the end of this, so like, they call the Zords, and while this is happening, Tommy's fighting Zeltrax, and Zeltrax keeps mentioning that, like, Tommy ruined his life and he hates him, and like,
yeah, and Tommy is like, look, I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you hate me? And Zeltrax is just like, you're my sworn enemy.
And I'm at this point, I'm like, is Zeltrax Goldar? Like, what is going on? Like,
yeah, they just downloaded Goldar's consciousness into this cool new body.
Yeah, because I was like, he got dusted, but then maybe they found that he was also on a Yu-Gi-Oh card like the Psycho Rangers. Who knows? I'm just going to assume that he's Goldar until they tell us otherwise. But they also, so a couple episodes ago when I was like, are they trying to make us think that Mercer is the Zeltrax? And in this episode, he says, like, after Goldenrod, he dies, he's like, that was all the family I ever knew. So I don't think so.
Yeah, right? I don't know. They're trying to do like a mysterious past, but it doesn't work because I don't think Tommy was there for it.
No, I don't think so. It's like have you ever seen Meet the Robinsons?
You know what I think this is? And I think this episode also deconfirms it, but I think they're trying to lead us in the direction that Zeltrax is Anton Mercer. But because he's such a big presence in this episode, I don't think it's possible for him to be.
I think the opposite. I think this is more proof that Mercer's Mezagog, because Mezagog is not in this episode and Mercer's in it the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. But I think Zeltrax being like, you're my sworn enemy and we are enemies forever, is like them trying to be like, that's Anton Mercer. It's like a misdirect.
Yeah, but then he's like, I have no family. That's the only family I ever knew was my golden son. So like, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. It is weird. It's a very weird situation.
It's like in Meet the Robinsons. I don't know if you've ever seen Meet the Robinsons.
I have not. Just the trailer.
It's on Disney Plus. It's extremely good. It's highly underrated. Everyone should watch it. There's one of the characters there's a flashback to his youth, and he's like my youth was miserable. And there's someone be like, hey, do you want to hang out? He's like, hey, cool baseball you did earlier or whatever. Then the voiceover's like, they hated me. And I think that's what Zeldrax is doing. Like, he's like, I hate Tommy. And Tommy's like, I didn't notice you ever, so I'm sorry. So Tommy beats him and blows him up and doesn't kill him. He's like, get back here. I still want to fight you. It's like, all right, Zeldrax. And then Goldenrod almost steps on Tommy, who jumps out of the way. And then he pulls out his Brachio staff, which has natural disaster attacks to it.
Yep.
And he's like, lightning blast, earthquake, fire blast, and then kills Goldenrodney when he's unmorphed, and it is underwhelming.
I think we just said we want to see more regular Rangers fight giant monsters, but yeah. Not, this is not what we meant.
This is not it. This is not it at all, dog. This is just not like, satisfying in the least.
Yeah, Tommy Oliver, OP, he's broken.
Yeah, someone needs to do a patch on Dino Thunder and nerf Tommy.
And also, where did this staff come from? If you have a staff that can kill a giant, superpowered son of Zeltrax, why are you just using that all the time?
Especially after 2 episodes ago where he jumped at Donkey Vac and got smacked out of the way. Like, if you know, unless he's like, that's never going to happen to me again, I'm going to put an earthquake in my staff. I like the attack, right? Like, he cracks open the earth and then he spits fire out of it. Like, that was pretty cool. But
I don't know. You don't have to do it at the expense of the rest of the team either.
Yeah. Who are just in the Megazord sitting, like, off to the side, like, whoa, Tommy.
Yeah. Like, yo, get him, Tommy. Yeah.
It's so cool. Isn't Tommy so great and cool?
Are those five episodes where he's not here coming up?
I hope so. So anyway,
if this was Trent, it would still suck, but it wouldn't be as bad because there wouldn't be the history of making Power Rangers about him.
Of Tommy being the win button and most important Power Ranger ever. Yeah. A lot of missed opportunities in this one. So he shoots Golden Rodney in space and then he blows up and dies. And Zeltrax is like, my boy. And then that's it. And then we cut from there to Trent's house, who comes in. He's like, Dad, I did something. You're not going to like it. And his dad's not there. And he looks over. There's an invisiportal in his dad's office. And that's weird.
Oh, yeah. He's like, what's that? And I told him through the TV. I was like, you need to go 536 miles an hour before you can go touch that.
Or you will die.
Instead, he just goes right. He touches it with his fingy and it pulls him in.
So it kidnaps him via his little fingy. And he doesn't come out immediately, or we take like a step back in time a couple minutes or something, because we cut over to cyberspace. Mercer comes in. And he's like, cut down the walls. Take the computers. We'll keep those. And I'm like, you didn't buy those. Being a landlord doesn't mean you get all the stuff in the place.
You own the land, not the building.
Not the building. Like, and definitely not the property that Haley purchased.
Yeah. You might even technically own the building. I don't know if that's like part of the land, because like, I don't know.
When
you buy a house,
no,
you buy the land with the house. You don't buy like one or the other. But you don't own the business.
No. Like, you could kick her out, but you can't say, I own your business now. That's not anything.
What he should be doing is coming in and being like, all this stuff has to be out because I'm opening a new internet cafe that my son is in charge of. You can't just be like, you're fired and my son is running your business now.
Right? Like, that's not... That doesn't work that way. And she's like, Haley's there, and she's like, you don't own this place. And he's like, yes, I do. And then he's like, or Haley's like, no, you really don't. And he's like, well, I'm going to talk to someone about it, or how you can't stop me. And then Councilwoman Sanchez is right there. She's like, yes, I can. I run this part of town. Like, Tommy's behind the bar, and he's like, Tommy, did you have a hand in this? And Tommy like shakes his head a little bit. And she's like, it was your son who convinced me that this place is good for kids. And actually, fuck you, so you can't own it.
And then all of the kids come up and threaten to just beat his ass.
And, like, I guess they just all have brass knuckles and baseball bats. Like, what's up, suit? You want to step? I feel like Devin and Cassidy are also part of this.
I feel like I did see them step up, but it's never, like, a focal point. They're just part of the crowd. But is this going to be like Anton Mercer's new goal is to own a cyber cafe for teens?
Yeah, I think so.
That sucks.
To prove his son wrong. But he's like, girl, fine. And they walk away and he leaves. And like, as he leaves, there's a little impotent, dumb baby kick on a chair outside. He's like, argh! And it's like, it sucks. And then Ethan comes out like, yeah, you better run, or whatever. It's like, Ethan, you won. You don't need to gloat. But right before this, Trent pops in from an invisible portal right near cyberspace and like lands, and he's behind them so they don't see him.
So Trent does not know anything about the Power Rangers, right?
No.
Because when Kira came up and she's like, oh, Trent. And he was like, how do you know who I am? Because he doesn't know who they are. But he has to have pieced it together by now. Because there's everything in the car with Dr. O. And then the monster attacks specifically them. And he like runs around a corner and they stay and fight it. And then now he pops out of an invisible portal. He's staring Ethan in the face. Which is a coincidence. But still is like, I feel like it's clicking, you know, some tumblers in the lock in there.
It also is weird that did Anton Mercer, if he is Mezagog and does control the invisible portals, which still make no sense to me, and I don't love them, but if he does this mean that he took one from his house to cyberspace?
He didn't
drive there, he just used a portal?
He took the invisible portal from his house to cyberspace, but then when he left, instead of going back, he called someone to bring the car around.
He's like, bring the car around. I need to get a milkshake. Walk this off. Like what?
I am cranky pants. Bring me my car.
So then Ethan's like, Trent, get on in here. Come celebrate. He's like, yeah, just a second. And he like looks at his dad all suspicious. And then the episode ends. Mm-hmm. And Josh, you started.
Yeah.
So I get to pick the first best. I do kind of love the scene at the end where the councilwoman is like, this place is too important to kids for some dickhead in a suit to come buy it and do whatever he wants with it. And then all the kids like get like gather around to intimidate him. I like that. It's very Hey Arnold, and I just like it a lot.
It is. It really is very Hey Arnold.
So that's my best.
Okay. I'm going to best that we're finally getting to see Trent for more than 5 seconds in an episode.
Okay.
He's starting to become a character and like become part of the group. I also could say the same for Devin, but I think I'm going to give the best to Trent.
Okay. The worst is Tommy just beating the monster. And this is wild because it's all I want. But like when Carter did it, he like fought the monster for a minute, right? Tommy just kills him.
Yeah, just kills it.
And like, that's not
stupid
fun.
Stupid overpowered staff. I still hate the Brachiozord because it doesn't do anything.
No, it's literally just a carrier Zord. It's worse than Titanus because it doesn't, you can't even ride it into battle as a mega, like as an ultra Zord. It's just like, I brought your Zords here, which is like, cool. They knew their way here anyway.
Hopefully the White Ranger Zord is a better contributor.
I guess we'll see.
Maybe when that comes into the picture, that's like the mini Zord that can link them together. But that stupid Brachiosaur is so big that like they would step on a giant monster. They'd be like Serpentera sized.
It is wild how big it is and how it just is like, cool, I got you from over here. Like, that's it. It doesn't do anything.
So I'm also going to worst that he kills the monster because I don't feel like worsting the Brachiosaur now is, it's just not the worst thing like from this episode. It's,
right.
You know?
Right.
So I'm going to give it to him killing the monster, but I just want everyone to know where I stand on the Brachiosaur. I think it's stupid.
I'm going to MVP Trent for the same reasons you bested him. I like him being a character. And I also do think that if he is going to end up being the White Ranger, which we can...
I mean, the writing is on the wall, but I don't know. Writing literally says Trent is the White Ranger. So.
It's on the wall, and it's on his shirt and clothes and pants, and he does draw about it. Like, yeah. I feel like, so I do think that putting in a character that is going to become a ranger early and then like they are not a ranger for a while, I think works better than when he was like, hey, I'm Trent in the third episode, what's up?
Yeah, I think it would have kind of been bad if he came in and was like, I'm Trent and I work for Haley, and then like two episodes later he's like, now I'm the Black Ranger.
Yeah, like, but that would be a little wild, but
I feel like it should have been the three Rangers for more than four episodes.
I feel like we should have gotten, because there's 38 episodes, we should have gotten at least 10 or 12 of just them. Like, split it into thirds, right? Like,
I don't know how you do this episode without the Black Ranger. I don't think you can, but I feel like you can do it still.
Yeah.
And introduce the other Rangers later.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Who's your MVP?
It's also Trent.
Okay. Sorry, good. Yeah, now we gotta rank this. Now, here's the thing, is I do like this episode better than some of the other recent episodes.
Yeah, I think this one, we're gonna start off with the, is it better or worse than the clip show? And I do think it is above that.
I think it's better than the clip show. I also kind of think it's better than Wave Goodbye.
I think so. I don't think it's better than Diva in Distress.
It is not better than Diva in Distress, though.
But I can agree that it's better than Wave Goodbye.
All right, so coming in at number three, Golden Boy. Hey, it's kind of messed up that Tommy, like, killed Zeltrax's son after being like, I don't know who you are and I don't care about you. And then he, like, straight up murdered his kid in front of him.
Right, and then the next episode is to be like, I don't know your beef with me.
Why are you so mad at me? God, why are you obsessed? Get over me. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. Let me see if I still have it pulled up and I can say what the next episode will be. I do. The next episode is called Beneath the Surface. So it's either going to be about swimming or secrets.
Or both. Swimming secrets.
Ooh. Swimming
secrets.
Well,
here's the thing. We know Connor can't swim, so maybe it'll be about that.
Kira teaches Connor how to swim. That could be fun.
Yeah.
What dinosaur do you think the White Ranger is gonna be?
I don't know. I don't want to look up the suit.
I don't either.
But we have a T-Rex, we have a pterodactyl, and we have a triceratops. Maybe he's like a stegosaurus?
Maybe.
Or an ankylosaurus would be a good, like, defensive dinosaur.
I kind of want him to be a plesiosaur now.
That could be cool.
That would be, I feel like, weird for a sixth ranger, you know?
Yeah, well, he's a fifth ranger, and he's a kind of like a counterpart to the other long neck Zord, so it could work.
Maybe. So I guess we'll find out. I'm excited to see what it is, because I literally have no idea. Nobody tell us. But yeah, I'm excited. Anyway, so that's we're on Monday. This is a Friday episode. So on Monday, we'll be back with Beneath the Surface. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Golden boy.
Golden boy.
Golden boy.
Stay pony, golden boy.